This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, here to offer another update on the pandemic and its ongoing public health impact here in our community. Ever since COVID-19 first hit our area, we've been checking in almost every week with the Washtenaw County Health Department to bring you the latest and most pertinent information. And once again, we're joined today by Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the department, and thank you for the time again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
The Centers for Disease Control has updated its figures for Washtenaw County, and we are still trending up in the number of newly reported COVID-19 cases, in fact, by almost 12% over week-ago figures, correct?
Yeah, we're still seeing that general trend up specifically in cases, averaging somewhere between 30 and 50 per day right now, and our test positivity is right around 4%, up from less than 1 a few weeks ago.
And how about hospitalizations and deaths?
They remain fairly low. And, of course, you know, that's the first job of that vaccination, to really prevent that severe illness. So at this point, we're very optimistic that's holding. However, as folks may remember, when we see cases increase, those other metrics of hospitalizations and deaths do tend to lag weeks behind that increase. So still watching that very carefully, but what we do know of hospitalizations and deaths has shown both locally and elsewhere that those are primarily among unvaccinated and often folks with multiple or at least single immunocompromised conditions or other vulnerabilities. So it doesn't mean it can't happen to a fully vaccinated person, and certainly it does, but much, much less likely to become severely ill with that vaccination on board.
And when it comes to transmission, the CDC has put Washtenaw County in the substantial category. However, some of our neighboring counties are considered in the high level of transmission category. Given the transient nature of us here in Southeast Michigan, how much of a concern is that?
Well, definitely that is the way things are trending, right? If you look right now at that CDC map, we're, as a county, basically surrounded by other counties in red, and we're still hanging on to that orange, meaning that that's substantial and the next level is red. So certainly the trend around us locally and elsewhere across the country is continuing up.
Nearly 89% of those 65 and older in Washtenaw County are fully vaccinated. Almost 66% of those 18 and up are as well. And statewide, we're seeing a slight uptick in the vaccination rates. As for the overall population in Washtenaw County, but we're still about at 57.4%. That's well below the desired 70% stated for 16 and up. Those 12 and under remain ineligible for vaccines to this point. But for as long as the vaccines have been available now in those particular age groups, it would seem that a majority of the people that want them have them. Is 70% even achievable at this point?
Well, it should be, yes. And we have gotten to that 70% over with our 16 and over, that initial group that was eligible when that was set. But, you know, as you mentioned, we're just about 58% for all ages of folks, because some folks are eligible and some haven't gotten it. The big challenge here, of course, is that while that vaccination is definitely providing a lot of protection for those that are covered by it, we know some folks can't be vaccinated. Some folks will continue to be quite vulnerable even with vaccination if they're immunocompromised or have underlying conditions. So we're kind of stuck with that race of not necessarily making the best use of our strongest tool. You know, we might be looking at a different situation if really everyone who is eligible was vaccinated at this point. So that's a little bit disappointing in terms of having now a more contagious variant circulate. However, they are good rates and definitely should make this wave hopefully look better. And I shouldn't use definitely and hopefully in the same sentence there. But
certainly understandable.
We remain cautiously optimistic that, even with our cases increasing, that protection for a substantial portion of our community really is going to make a difference in those most negative outcomes, in those hospitalizations and deaths.
We are talking with Susan Ringler-Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. And you've mentioned one of the new developments over the past week has been the availability of booster shots for the immunocompromised. Those third doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines are available on a walk-in basis at the Health Department Clinic at 555 Towner in Ypsilanti. Has there been steady business so far as we kick this program off?
Yesterday, you know, this is a pretty small subset of folks who are eligible for this additional dose right now. There is no general booster authorized yet, so there's a lot of discussion about that. So we haven't seen yet a huge increase for that currently eligible group. That said, we saw, it sounds like, about 90 people yesterday in our various clinics, and a proportion of those were folks that could walk in for that individual dose, or that additional dose. But, you know, we do still, as you mentioned earlier, continue to see steady vaccination and see that it has increased a little bit in the last couple of weeks, particularly as some folks who might have been waiting to really see those large numbers of folks getting vaccinated and that happening safely, or also starting to feel with the transmission increasing that there was more risk than there was just a few weeks or a month ago.
Well, the CDC is now recommending everyone who has had their two vaccine shots get that third booster shot at least after 8 month period of time. There are some already past or near that 8 month mark. When might the boosters become more widely available beyond the immunocompromised?
Yeah, we don't have a specific timeline for that, but as soon as there's a few steps that have to happen, you know, the FDA has to approve it, and then the CDC's advisory committee has to approve it, and then we do fun things like orders and get everything in place. So that's not yet approved for the folks that are calling and asking us about it or emailing us. But we are preparing for that, and we likely will, because that's going to be a larger group. We are looking at some additional plans. We'll keep our pop-ups and those kinds of things going, but we may also open briefly one of our larger mass clinics so that we can really get a lot of people through quickly. But an important thing to remember is that the situation in terms of vaccine availability is very, very different now than it was when those first folks got vaccinated 8 months ago. And that means vaccine is widely available at a lot of providers, whether that's your individual healthcare provider, your pharmacy, or many other places. So it's a little bit hard for us to know exactly what the influx to our clinics will be because there are lots of options. And of course, we encourage folks to get it wherever is most convenient for them.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Public Health's Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. And Susan, I'm sure you've been watching what is happening in some areas of Florida where school has begun, and already thousands have been asked to quarantine because of exposure. You've seen what's happening in Texas, where they're close to, or in some cases, have run out of hospital beds for children with COVID. The school districts in our area will all have some version of a mask mandate. Nevertheless, does that have all of you in public health preparing for the possibility of widespread outbreak?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime we see cases, you know, increase, that has an impact not only on the work that we're doing to monitor those cases, but that case investigation and contact tracing, as well as, you know, the information needs to share what's going on. So we've been dealing with that for a bit now, and certainly schools reopening is something that we'll be watching very carefully. We saw some good news last year in terms of that classroom setting and those school settings. By that I mean literally in the classroom, the bus, and those more controlled school settings. With precautions in place, we had universal masking in place last year, distance, other mitigation strategies. We didn't see a lot of transmission happening in those settings.
And let's hope that's the same this year, right?
Correct. And it looked very, very different, it should be clear, from things like athletics or social events.
Right.
But we're optimistic at this point that that in-classroom learning, so long as the precautions are in place and used appropriately, can continue. But that said, with the variant and other factors happening, such as a school possibly choosing not to use those, we're watching that very carefully. And making sure that the guidance we're providing really fits what we're seeing. So if, for example, we start to see more spread or repeat clusters or outbreaks in those settings, then we're going to have some different guidance. But right now, for students, we're optimistic that with those precautions in place, with the use of things like rapid antigen testing and testing after exposure and masks, that we can really prioritize that in-person learning for students.
Well, things continually evolve when it comes to the pandemic, and it changes week to week, so we'll look forward to what there is to update the folks on next week. Thank you so much, Susan.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Ringler-Serniglia, serving as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.